Hello, Jellies. Welcome to the first ever
Flutter podcast.
Yay. I'm Andrew McLean. This is my esteemed colleague.
Ben Finkel. We're talking over each other already.
Okay. All right, I'll start.
Okay, you start.
This is a question from Harp, a great new user. When you throw something like this out into the public, it must develop in unexpected ways. What has surprised you along the way?
Oh, that's a good question. What has surprised me? I didn't realize, like, the level of loyalty that would be get involved. I think I didn't predict that, like, a, like, kind of medium-sized group would just get super, super into it. And it's been a really pleasant surprise. I didn't think we'd have just kind of an awesome... Like, I knew there'd be a community, or I hoped there'd be a community.
Yeah, we hope there'd be. But well, beyond just Gale, right?
Exactly.
And my parents.
Yeah. No, when it started, most of you weren't there in the early, early days. It was... You know, there were days we'd hope, we'd get no questions, we'd really hope for one question.
Yeah, it was like, ooh, five questions today. Like, oh, yes, my gosh. Oh, yeah. And now it's like, it's, I agree. Like, the most surprising thing for me as well has been the quality of the community and how the community has really become the most important thing on the site.
That's
right?
True. I mean, we could, all the features that we work on could be thrown away and it could be text only and it would be awesome because of the people using it.
Yeah, well, that would be Metafilter, right?
That's true.
We have to bleep that out. Right?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question from Rob Mandu. How long after reading The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, specifically the section where Tom tricks the other kids into whitewashing the fence for him, did you come up with the idea for Flutter where people get other people to research, write stories, design wallpapers, provide relationship advice, etc. for them?
Did you actually know that I played Tom Sawyer when I was...
No, I didn't know that.
When I was in seventh grade.
Is that where you got the inspiration?
In the musical version of Tom Sawyer, yeah. And my voice changed.
During the play?
No. We did like a little, like we had a break, and then we had a reunion, and like a public performance.
You start off.
And my voice.
Hi, guys. It's good to see you.
No, I couldn't sing. It was so high, I couldn't sing. I pretended like the mic was off.
Really?
That was my big strategy.
Wow.
So how long...
I mean, looking at this list, I think we have to put a call out to the moderators who aren't even listed, who really... Have been great. You know, I think one of this goes back into the first question. It's yours to answer.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Take it. I don't have good answers.
Well, you know, it part of, you know, if we just took control of everything and did everything, I think it wouldn't be, the more we empower people, the more communal it gets and the better it gets. And so I think it's something we're even working on, making it even more communal still, you know, kind of releasing power to the community. I mean, the answers, obviously, like when we first started, we had this image that no one would be answering, and we get a lot of questions, and so we'd be glued to our computers, just Andrew and I giving the answers.
Oh, yeah, right.
That was our real concern.
Exactly.
And very quickly we realized that people were more passionate than us about giving good answers and making the site good and doing cool projects and exceeded our expectations.
Yeah, really, it's just been amazing. I mean, we have to write a blog soon about all the other, like, the recent really, really great projects. But just know that we definitely pay attention to everything.
Yeah, even stuff where you don't see us, we're watching and appreciating.
our eyes are everywhere.
Who can bench press more?
Ben can bench press more.
But not by much.
But really? I can squat much more than you can.
Wow, that's a bold claim.
Absolutely true.
I have
fantastic form squatting.
Yeah, no, that's true. I'm not a big squatter.
No.
Okay, what else we got here?
So Mirza asks, is Flutter a front for the CIA? And the answer to that is... So what are the next plans for Flutter?
Who asked that question?
Marina asked that question.
Okay.
So June, right?
June's going to be a big month.
It's going to be a real big month. We have the My Flutter stuff hopefully dropping in June, right?
Yeah, we do.
We're starting work on the API server, the public-facing API server.
For those of you who don't know an API server, it's something that allows people to build tools using Flutter.
Yeah, so basically it just allows us to horn in more on the community.
The creativity and talent.
Yeah, exactly. And then take credit for it, right?
Yeah, we'll give credit.
Okay, all right.
For some of it.
So this has been asked a couple of times on the site, but I think it bears repeating, like the sort of lore of Flutter,
yeah,
right?
Flutter lore, yeah.
And Iambos, that's how I always say it. You know, with a lot of these usernames, I have like a way that I say them in my head.
You don't know how that.
And I have
pronounced.
No idea if
that's
that. So I always say or Iambos. That's sort of what I say. I don't know. It goes back and forth.
Uh-huh.
But he asks, or she actually. Wow, see, the internet is an anonymous place.
Yeah.
What gave you the inspiration for Flutter?
Well,
so Ben, actually, I think that's a good question for you, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the inspiration, the real core of the inspiration, came from when Andrew and I went to college together, and we there was a lab called the Sun Lab, which was the computer center where we worked, and it was a really great place because you were sitting next to amazing smart people, no matter where you sat. And anytime you had a question, something wasn't working, some technical problem, you just tap the shoulder of the person next to you, and they'd be happy to stop what they're doing and give you an answer if they knew it. And as you got to know the people there, you'd sort of know who to ask for with different questions. And a couple years ago, when I was in the bath, all of a sudden I was like, "What if the whole internet were like the Sun Lab, and you could just ask the question of anyone that you were sitting next to and get them to help you? Because everyone knows about certain things, and they're happy to help if we can connect the right people." And so the inspiration kind of came a little bit from college and a little bit just kind of divinely. But it definitely happened in an instant. It wasn't like, well, it was just like one core idea. And then Andrew and I came together and we really boiled it out together. And
put all the pieces in place. It's interesting. Like the very, very first revision, we actually made a version in the way beginning.
Yeah.
Where it was originally going to be a desktop client.
Yeah, no, that's true. It was
And like a sort of a hybrid IM client.
Yeah, that's true.
And then we're like, well, you know.
We actually went as far
and this was before. This is right around the time that Basecamp and Campfire started becoming popular.
Right.
This is before Yahoo. This is right after Yahoo Answers launched. This is before, you know, before we really even knew.
Which was for the record, which we started working on this before Yahoo Answers. We ever heard of it?
Yeah. Well, no.
The record
yeah,
noted.
Yeah, record noted. Right. Yeah. Like.
So we built a client that actually worked. We had an alpha version working of a downloaded client. And then all of a sudden we looked at each other.
Well, I was like, and like Ben's like, well, people will just download it. It'll be great. Oh, yeah, everyone, it'll be rapid viral growth. It'll be amazing. I was like, I don't think that's going to work that way. And so then we came up with this idea of real-time interaction, but it doesn't have to be real-time.
Right.
So that we could, you know, eventually we're going to have questions coming in from a lot of different areas, like a giant jellyfish tentacles coming from everywhere.
Yeah,
but for now, it's working pretty well.
It is, and yeah, we just realized let's throw what we got, make it a website. People seem to like those, and you guys have a lot of good in store.
People seem to like websites. Yeah,
yeah, no, they do. They're catchy.
They are. Well,
but just for the record, we've got a lot of big plans that may be even bigger than you can imagine right
even
now.
Even bigger than I can imagine.
No, I'm to the you, the Flutter.
I can imagine.
They can probably
big.
Imagine a lot of stuff.
I think they can probably imagine things much
probably
bigger than
outsmarted
we can.
Us already.
I think they definitely
they've already built bigger, better websites.
Yeah. Well, obviously, this is the case, right?
Let's close this up.
Okay, so. Favorite cookies?
I like peanut butter and chocolate chip. Peanut butter and chocolate chip is a one. I also kind of like a good oatmeal chocolate chip.
Oh man, I'm a ginger. Ginger?
I didn't mean that offensively. There's nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong with
you
ginger.
You seem like a ginger snap kind of guy.
A ginger snap? No. I really love the straight up chocolate chip. There's also a special place in my heart for the coconut macaroon.
Oh wow. Yeah, not. I'm not.
But you know, it's
my,
a little bit. Some, I don't know.
Bag.
I think more like straight up.
It's like a Passover specialty.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Pesach.
Yeah.
Oh, coconut macaroons.
Oh yeah.
Because there's no yeast in them, or no,
you
there's
can
no.
Make them.
There's no.
Yeah.
They don't rise.
Yeah, flour, yeast.
Huh. Well, that you learn something
you learn
every
something,
day.
That's the beauty of Flutter.
All right.
So it was a pleasure talking to you guys. This was a kind of an experimental first. There may be many, many more coming, depending on how this all comes together.
And hopefully you enjoyed it. So let us know what you think. Happy Fluttering, and keep creating those amazing, amazing questions and really great answers.
All right. Lerv, guys.
Lerv out.